So, Emmanuel, let's talk about your case, your 45-year-old man. Can you briefly overview what happened with him?
So these are all real cases, Neil. This was an African American gentleman diagnosed with prostate cancer at a very young age of 45. At the time of diagnosis, he had a Gleason 8 disease, PSA was 6.9, and he had an extracapsular extension, meaning T3A. Because of his young age, I did probe on the family history. I usually don't go beyond two generations because of time, but in this case, his mother, it turns out, had developed actually lethal breast cancer at the age of 39. The gentleman, of course, had localized disease. He was young. He was fit for prostatectomy, so he had that. And unfortunately, developed a biochemical recurrence, had early salvage radiotherapy. And as often happens in these young men, he ended up having a further biochemical recurrence following salvage radiation. He was then treated intermittently and then continuously with ADT for non-metastatic disease, which was effective for only approximately 20 months, which is in the short end of the spectrum. And then his PSA was rising with a castrate level of testosterone, and imaging studies for the first time showed new pulmonary metastases. Interestingly, Neil, this gentleman had no other evidence of metastatic disease at the time, so nothing in the bones, nothing in the lymph nodes. So this is what you would call a pulmonary only or pulmonary tropic metastatic disease, and I'll get back to that in a second. So this gentleman underwent germline testing, as you would expect, especially with that family history. He has a loss of function BRCA2 mutation. The report helps you by saying that his pathogenics results in a frame shift, isoleucine 605 tyrosine frame shift 9. So that means that this is a protein truncating mutation, clearly pathogenic. This patient, Neil, was treated on a clinical trial using a PARP inhibitor, in this case olaparib, as a first-line mCRPC therapy. So he had not received abiraterone, he had not received enzalutamide, he had not received the taxane. So this was truly his first-line mCRPC therapy. PSA level was approximately 15 when he developed his pulmonary metastases, and he was enrolled in a clinical trial using olaparib as a monotherapy, 300 milligrams twice a day. Over the next 9 months, his PSA virtually became undetectable. Not initially, it took about 6 months for that to drop, but this patient, Neil, has an ongoing response. January 18th, 2019, some pulmonary metastases, at least seven or eight. And approximately 9 months later, the radiologists basically said that they could not identify any remaining pulmonary mets. So again, this is a guy that presented with lung-only metastases, germline BRCA2 positive, took olaparib at the 300 milligram BID dose, and developed a complete serological response and a complete radiographic response without the concurrent use of Abi or Enza. I wanted to use this case to highlight a publication from our group suggesting that patients that have unusual metastatic patterns could harbor a greater rate of DNA repair mutations. We looked through our clinical database at Hopkins, and we identified 25 prostate cancer patients who presented either at the time of metastatic hormone-sensitive disease or at the time of metastatic castration-resistant disease with pulmonary-only mets. In other words, lung mets only that were biopsy-proven without any other lymph node or bone metastases. And then we looked at the genomics of these patients. There was only 25 gentlemen. So 50% of patients who present with pulmonary-only metastatic prostate cancer, 50%, half, are going to have either an HR mutation like this gentleman or a mismatch repair mutation like some of my other patients. And this might be true of other unusual metastatic patterns. For example, we are now currently looking into patients who present with brain metastases, either isolated or following castration therapy. When you see unusual patterns of metastatic disease, it should make you think of potential unique or unusual genomic patterns.